From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. For thousands of years, people have used plants as medicine. Alabama is home to dozens of botanical species that are said to help treat anxiety, ease pain, and improve health. This spring, a group of UAB art students is highlighting the state's curative plants in a new exhibit. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen visited the class to learn more for this month's Outdoor Connections.
About a dozen students spread out across a classroom. They measure and cut materials, working with wheat paste and a special type of glue. Along the back wall is a table full of their recently finished botanical artwork.
I made this one here. It is about the passion flower.
Rachel Doyle is a junior studying graphic design. She created a box out of patterned paste paper. On the lid, she painted a watercolor of the strange-looking purple flower, which can help ease anxiety. In her research, Doyle learned that the passion flower is a host plant for a spiky orange caterpillar, which she says looks like the visual representation of anxiety. So she sculpted a clay replica of the insect to place inside the box.
So to me, the inside of the box is kind of like the internal body. So the effects of the flower, the calming effects, it's almost like the caterpillar is being calmed down, like the anxiety is being calmed.
Doyle is one of roughly 70 students who created artwork inspired by curative plants found in Alabama. The project is led by three UAB art professors, including Doug Balos. Balos has written about the healing power of nature. He says he wants more people to appreciate Alabama's incredible biodiversity.
We have a lot of access to some real luxuries, and so sometimes artwork can kind of be the signpost towards that luxury in a really positive way.
Balos says the curative plants assignment combines art, history, and science. Students learned about early botanical art and photography. They studied books and illustrations from the 19th century and attended a lecture by a local curative plants expert. Faith Potter used her research to craft a colorful pop-up book with detailed information about the elderflower plant.
So I wanted to talk about the entire process of harvesting and getting it, making tea, and just how that helps the entire body.
Elderflower berries are thought to ease cold and flu symptoms. Potter was also interested in claims that the plant offers pain relief and reduces inflammation.
My mom, she has lupus, and so I was looking for a plant that would specifically cure arthritis.
Other students researched dandelion flowers, collard greens, even Cahaba lilies. Darian Farr focused on the Lunaria plant.
I made a star book.
It looks like a regular book, but fans out into the shape of a star. And it's inspired by the alleged spiritual healing powers of Lunaria. The plant creates luminescent seed pods that look like little moons. Farr says in the past, people used the pods to help ward off nightmares.
They would take the pods and they would tuck them into little dream pillows with other herbs and stuff and tie them up and put them under pillows. And it was said to reflect bad dreams away. Yeah. And so I decided to make something that held my dreams that I feel I've had.
The book includes images of snakes, family memories, and a portion of a prayer. Farr's book, along with the entire collection of botanical artwork, will soon be on display at the Mervyn Stern Library. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
UAB holds WBHM's broadcast license, but our news and business departments operate independently. The story is part of our monthly series, Outdoor Connections, which features stories that explore the biodiversity of Alabama and how we depend on it. If you have an idea for the series, you can email maryscott@wbhm.org.